kidney transplantation is the best treatment option for patients with terminal kidney failure. Successful transplantation prolongs longevity and significantly improves the quality of life. For recipients to experience these benefits, close follow-up and optimization of modifiable risk factors are crucial. One of the modifiable risk factors is the serum vitamin D level. In this study, we determined the relationship between the serum vitamin D level and allograft biopsy results, in addition to other biochemical parameters associated with rejection and chronic allograft nephropathy. These were GFR, serum creatinine, albumin, calcium phosphate, and parathyroid hormone. The levels were measured at time of graft biopsy, and the study protocol was approved by the hospital's ethical review committee. The serum vitamin D level was considered adequate at levels above 30 nanograms per milliliter and concentrations below 15 nanograms per milliliter were considered vitamin D deficiency. In conclusion, serum vitamin D level in kidney transplant recipients were found to remain low, and vitamin D level emerged as a risk factor for rejection in univariate analysis. Unfortunately, this finding was not confirmed by multivariate analysis, and prospective studies are required to appreciate the effect of serum vitamin D levels on allograft rejection.